Con Edison, the utility that supplies electricity to New York City and Westchester, is facing some tough questions following Sandy, like why so many lost power and how to prepare for the next storm. WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports, after years of predictions about changing weather patterns, Con Ed is now confronting that change.
After Sandy hit, the stock exchange closed for the first time since 9/11. Many people missed a week or more of work, and millions discovered just how difficult life is without electricity.
The reason we've invited you specifically here, and we appreciate you coming, is because we'll show you some of the equipment.
The day after the flood, Con Edison invited a pack of journalists to tour its East 14th Street substation. This is the place where an explosion had lit up the night sky. John McAvoy, a Con Ed executive, pointed to a line of grime at about hip level.
And you can see the marks on the wall, in fact. That's where the river was up to.
He said the river breached water barriers, triggering fuse boxes to automatically shut down. That cut the electricity supply for the East Village. Water also disabled much of the underground system that brings power into buildings. At the time, McAvoy and other officials emphasized the unprecedented nature of the storm. 14-foot tides? Who had ever seen anything like this? But what if Sandy isn't so different? What if it's part of a pattern? This is the disturbing fact that now faces John Mixad, Con Edison's senior vice president for electric operations.
Four of the five worst storms that affected our customers occurred over the last 2.5 years.
It started with a 2010 nor'easter, then Hurricane Irene, then a freak snowstorm right before Halloween, and then Sandy.
What does that tell you?
Something seems to be changing with the weather that is making it much more difficult for utilities.
Suddenly, Con Ed's 101 electric substations and 39,000 underground transformers look vulnerable. Mixad is a Con Ed lifer. He started as an intern more than 30 years ago. As he contemplates climate change, he sees only a few ways to adapt the system.
We could raise walls, we could make equipment submersible, or we could raise the equipment itself. Those are the three possibilities.
And in fact, the utility has already begun doing some of these things. Since 2007, Con Ed has spent $7 million each year installing waterproof switches and making underground transformers submersible. Mixad points out it took days, not weeks, to bring back power in most places.
And that was because we had this equipment that allowed us to restore quicker.
Environmental lawyers and planners say that's good, but it's time to do more. And it's not just up to utilities. Ann Siders helped the U.S. Navy do planning for rising sea levels and melting ice. She's now with Columbia University's Center for Climate Change Law.
If a utility company wants to invest money in infrastructure and they want to pass that cost onto the ratepayers, that decision has to go through the Public Service Commission.
If you've never heard of the Public Service Commission, or PSC, well, it can fly under the radar. But it's an important regulator overseeing many of the decisions that utilities make.
The Public Service Commission right now requires all electrical companies to have storm plans. But these storm plans are really the short-term approach about, you know, we're going to sandbag these buildings to protect them, or we're going to turn off power in these areas to try and protect that infrastructure.
Siders and other critics believe the PSC is ignoring the need to adapt infrastructure for changing weather patterns. A PSC spokesman said the commission takes climate change seriously. He pointed to a 334-page audit of Con Edison. This document talks about risk management in a general way, but it leaves out terms like climate change and sea level rise. Improving the system may conflict with the PSC's goal of keeping electric bills low for customers. Con Edison's John Mixad says the cost of protecting the 10 substations that flooded during Sandy would be $800 million.
To make sure everything can withstand 14-foot tides, that would be the price tag.
If we want to be better prepared for the next big storm, that depends a lot on how much customers are willing to see their electric bills rise. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.